Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. One of the concepts we're introduced to on today's Daf Kuf Mem Beis is that which is called Basis L'Davar Aser. Basis L'Davar Aser is whereby you have a muksa object on top of something, holding it on top of a table, on top of a desk, on top of something. So since there's a muksa object, the entire base, the entire table becomes Aser, it's a basis, and therefore you can't move the table. Now this comes up quite often. And I imagine one of the areas that people don't know, and about even if one may know about the halachas of basis, they probably don't think about the following scenario. Let's say you have a refrigerator door, or more likely a freezer door, and there are dvarim, there are items that are muksa. So you can't move it because it's a muksa. And now you have some raw meat, you have some raw chicken, you have some raw fish, flour, or something, whatever you're putting in the refrigerator door or freezer door, they're muksa. Now that door becomes a basis l'davar aser. Is there any heter? Is there any way to open that door? So there really are two explanations, well, really three ways around this. One is to ensure that before Shabbos begins, there's nothing muksa at all on the door. And this way, there's no concern of being a basis. That's one. That's a simple solution, but it takes a lot of work. The other way is to make sure that there's something mutter on the door, because we know there's a concept that something is a basis l'davar aser and l'davar mutter. If it's a basis for two items, one that's muksa and one that's not muksa, if the non-muksa item is more chashiv, more significant, more valuable, more important, so then that overrides, that trumps the muksa object, in which case it would not be a basis l'davar aser. So make sure you put something, I don't know, challah, frozen challah, that's something that's not muksa, which would be perhaps more chashiv than maybe raw fish or something of that sort, something that you need on Shabbos, you'd use on Shabbos. That would be around getting around the problem of it being a basis l'davar aser. There is yet a third way around this. That would be to how to understand the nature of the door and its relationship to the actual refrigerator, to the freezer. There is a Ramah in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin Siv Aleph where he talks about a door to a house. And let's say there's a nair, a candle, a nair that's hanging, that's attached to the door. So seemingly one would say that's a basis l'davar aser. One should not be able to open and close the door. But the Mishnah Berurah explains that you're allowed to, the Ramah says you're allowed to. Why is it not a basis? The Ramah says you're allowed to open such a door. It's not a basis. Why not? Because the Mishnah Berurah explains there, because since the door, the primary purpose of the door is to serve the house, is to open and close the room, to open and close the entranceway to the house, therefore the fact that it's holding the nair is very secondary, and therefore you'll be allowed to use the door, you can move the door, because the primary function is to open and close the door. So can one extend this to a case of a refrigerator, freezer as well? Its primary purpose is to close the freezer, to close the refrigerator, to ensure everything stays cold in there as well. Is that something that one could suggest? So the poskim talk about this. Reb Zilberstein says that he doesn't think this is necessarily a good equation because the door itself also serves the same function as a refrigerator, as a freezer itself. It also holds items there. So it's not just secondary to the, it's not mevatel itself to the fridge, it's not mevatel itself to the freezer, it itself is part of the freezer. And therefore, if there's an item that's a muksa on it, and there's no non-muksa item on it, it would be a problem of it being a basis. In the end of the day, the poskim leave it as a tzarech iyun, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes in the Shulchan Shlomo, in Siman Shin Tes, Sif Hara Yud Gimel, he does write a tzarech iyun, but he leaves it off as a, he's machriya lahakel, to be lenient, but certainly the best practice would to put something non-muksa that's more chashiv on the doorway to avoid any issue at all.